This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, this just caught my eye. They say millennial. Okay, so, oh, that's a hard word to say, millennial. I'm sorry, millennials. And you don't even want to be called millennials. I really feel bad for the millennials. I actually am a fan of the millennials. I think the millennials rock. One is because they have to have this stupid name called millennial, and which doesn't make any sense. You should be a millennial if you were born on the millennial, right? Like, remember the bicentennial was 1976. A millennial should be somebody born in the year 2000. So my son, Stone, he was born in the year 2000. He should be the millennial, but that's not it. A millennial is somebody who became an adult when we went into the new millennium. That's kind of stupid, people. Right? So we need to change that term, but we're not. And then, since people like to make fun of other people, we got all this tribalism, and everybody wants to think of their generation as better. People now associate the term millennial with, you know, as a, you know, negative term. Oh, well, they're millennials. What does that mean? That means they're smart, they're energetic, they're computer savvy, they're, you know, living in a world of, we don't know what our future is going to be. No, they're lazy, and they feel entitled, and I don't really buy that. I really don't. And one of the reasons why I've, you know, changed and educated myself on millennials is because I teach millennials. I teach students that there are adults that became adults, right, during the millennial period, I guess. And they're some of the hardest working people I've ever seen. The biggest problem I think millennials have is they don't have a clear-cut picture. None of us do, but something a little crispier of what the future is going to be. They have no idea what healthcare is going to be. Like, they don't know if their college degree is going to be worthless. They don't know if robots and automation is going to take over. I mean, me, I grew up in the 80s. Okay, so I'm an 80s millennial, okay? And so while I was trying to break dance, you know, and going, you know, singing to Michael Jackson, I knew I would have a job later. I knew there could be robots like Terminator, but that was like so far out into the future because the movie said not till the year 2025, right? Was that the year the Terminator movie said all this was going to happen, like 2025? And Back to the Future said in the year 2015, we would have hoverboards, the Cubs would win the World Series, even though they were off by a year, and would get some microwave food that turned a little pizza to a big pizza or a hydrate or whatever the heck. But there were still jobs and there were still people. So we felt safe in the 80s that our future was going to be one such that we could, you know, navigate the world and, you know, live side by side with robots. That's not what the millennials have. The millennials, they don't know what the heck is going on. They have no privacy. Their data continually gets breached. They're always being warned of not to, you know, I don't know, do anything, post anything online, click a button. I didn't have to grow up like that. Now, many millennials, they don't know what to do when it comes to dating. I mean, you know, there was first base, second base, third base. It doesn't matter what base you go on, even if you're not even on the field, you could be accused of assault. And so, you know, millennials, that's tough. I would hate to be a millennial right now. That's why I respect the hell out of them. But this article came out saying that, I guess they surveyed millennial men and women. And men said they need to make $118,000 a year to feel happy about life. Millennial women said they only need to make $58,500. I don't know where they got these numbers. I mean, making $118,000 a year, that's nice, but it may not be very realistic. You know, there's a chart looking at the median income by state for a millennial. In Nevada, where I live, they say the median income is about $34,000 for a millennial. New York, you're looking at $42,000. $31,000 for Montana. $35,000 for Texas. Alaska, a little bit more, $40,000. But that's not a lot of money. So our millennials, who, you know, if we think back when we were their age, we wanted to, I mean, I'm assuming millennials are listening to the show. So I'm sorry, I'm talking to the older folk right now. Okay, you can listen in. Hey, millennials are, when I was at that age, I was thinking, okay, in my 20s, I'm going to try to buy my first house. I'm going to hopefully have a car and a kid or two and some pets, and you can't do that on $34,000. So it's interesting that men, 2 years ago, millennial men, said they'd be fine with $55,000. Now they're like, no, 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 I want to shoot for $118,000. Maybe they're smarter. Maybe they realize that $55,000 doesn't cut it in this day and age. Rent is expensive. Houses are expensive. Cars are expensive. Insurance is expensive. Healthcare is expensive. And your job may not be that stable. True, unemployment is hitting a 50-year low. It's fantastic. But I think millennials do need to shoot for higher. Now everybody rips on them going, oh, look at that, they're entitled, they want to make that much money. No, I think they're being smart. I think they realize that you need to make the money while you can. Because if not, you could Elon Musk, excuse me, have a breakdown and lose everything. Well, he hasn't lost everything yet. I don't know what the heck is going on right now. So, you know, if you do see a millennial, right, don't smack them upside the head. Learn from them. They may actually be the generation that gets us through this mess that we're in and helps guide us, older folk, on what to do with our money, what to do with our job, and how to approach our futures. Because if they know how to set up and plan for the future when the future is this hazy, people like us that need everything spelled out and concrete and planned out and daily plannered, like we did in the 80s and 90s, won't fly. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. United Blood Services is going to join us. They are Vitalis now. Can't wait to speak to Julie Scott. We'll tell you the latest on what's going on with our blood supply. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, we watch really closely as these natural disasters happen. We hear about earthquakes. We hear about floods, tsunamis, cyclones, hurricanes, and the people that work every single day, in and out, 24/7, are these blood banks, like American Red Cross, United Blood Services. Well, United Blood Services has now become Vitalant, and to discuss some of the changes and what's going on with our blood supply is Julie Scott and Tyler Patterson from Vitalant. Guys, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Always good. So Julie, let's start with you. And what is your role with United Blood Services, or Vitalant, I should say?
Right. I am the Senior Director of Strategic Donor Marketing. So
I actually sit in Denver, and I work with the marketing and recruitment leaders across our nationwide system of Vitalant to really spread the good word of blood donation and encourage folks to help transform lives with us.
And, you know, it's amazing. First of all, bless you for everything you and your team does. You know, people don't realize that, you know, the average person doesn't think about donating blood. They'll do it during a disaster. But since we need blood every single day, it takes an effort every single day, such as what you do, to make that happen. We just assume there's going to be blood in the hospital.
That's right. You know, it takes, well, someone in the U.S. needs blood every 2 seconds, so that's 12,000 patients every day who need a blood transfusion. And as a system, we support 40 states across the country either by providing blood products to those states or collecting blood in those states. And each day we need about 5,000 blood donations from community members to ensure that we have a safe and ample supply to transform lives.
Absolutely. Now, so I have a little marketing, and, you know, Tyler, you know, also is in marketing, so I love when us marketing people talk together. United Blood Services, I love the name because it showed united, how the states were united, and like you said, you guys service at least 40 states. Blood Services reminds us of blood. Vitalant, where did that name come from, and how does that play into blood?
Well, certainly. So this rebranding effort was a 22-month project. We did a lot of research with internal stakeholders, with blood donors, potential blood donors. And then about a year ago, we began the process to really search for that new name. And as we began looking at names, there's a lot of sameness in our industry. With blood services or, you know, Lifeblood, Bonfils Blood Center, these are some of the names of brands that existed within our system. And quite frankly, blood is a very vital part of life. It's fitting that vital is part of our name. And then we have about 5,500 very talented employees across our system and very talented blood donors as well. So kind of bringing together vital and talent to make Vitalant really demonstrates what we do for our community, for our employees, for our hospital partners, and ultimately for patients.
I love it. I love it. I think the name is fantastic. And again, it's vital. And the blood's vital. So I think it's phenomenal. How do we get people nationally when, you know, they live in the neck of the woods and, you know, they're comfortable? And how do we recruit people to donate? Unfortunately, scare and fear seems to, you know, bring people to the blood banks. What's a good way for us to, you know, get more people involved?
Well, through this rebranding effort, we are investing in some advertising in across our system, but including markets like Phoenix and Denver, Spokane, Pittsburgh, really all over the country. And we have some statistics that show that 60% of blood donations come from people over 40. Mm-hmm. And nearly 45% come from people older than 50. So through our advertising efforts and our earned media activities, PR activities, we are really looking to inspire that next generation of blood donors while building those lasting relationships with the existing donor base that we have. Overall, across the country, not just for Vitalant, the donor base is shrinking. So we knew we had to change and do things differently in order to attract new donors and also that younger donor base.
It's such a fluid process. Now, you know, because the show is national, I do have the opportunity to yell at people and nag. Is there any part of the country that's slacking that I need to say, hey, guys, come on, get your butt to the butt? Which part of the country really needs a good, you know, talking to?
Well, I think certainly all parts of the country need to be reminded that the need for blood is constant. And, you know, we are coming up, and I think Tyler's going to talk about this a bit more, but we have our memorial blood drive coming up for the shooting that took place in Las Vegas last October. And as you mentioned, a lot of times people will come out in droves after a tragedy has occurred. But there are crises going on for families every day. A cancer patient who needs a platelet transfusion or an organ transplant recipient that requires hundreds of transfusions to get through that procedure. You know, these are just a couple of examples, but blood is needed every day, and so we want to make sure that we're reminding folks year-round that need is constant.
We're talking to Julie Scott, brand leader of Vitalant, and Tyler Patterson, marketing and communications specialist. Tyler's in my neck of the woods, Southern Nevada. Tyler, man, you do some great work. What's going on in the southwest United States?
Well, like you mentioned earlier, we do have our UMC 1 October Memorial Blood Drive coming up. That's actually going to be this coming Monday, October 1st, to help us remember and honor the survivors, the victims, and the first responders of the shooting last year. If anybody would like to come down and help us pay our respects to all those people, that would be great. You can make an appointment for that on our website at www.bloodhero.com or give us a call at 877-25-VITAL. That's V-I-T-A-L. And we'll be happy to book you, get you in there, and take your donation.
That's fantastic. You know, I teach at a university, and so a lot of the students want to help. And they come to me going, you know, doc, I've been kind of turned down because of my weight. And I guess there are certain weight specifications, and I'd like to say the same thing happened to me, but you guys have seen me. Trust me, I have too much weight. What are some of the restrictions on people versus who can donate?
Okay, well, speaking of high school students, you do need to be at least 16 years old to make a donation. If you are older than 16 but younger than 18, we'll also need you to sign off what's called a minor blood donor permit. So you'll need to have a parent or guardian with you to sign off on that. You do need to be at least 110 pounds and generally in good health. Other than that, if you bring your ID, make sure you're well hydrated and you have a good meal before you come, you're good to go.
Man, I think the last time I weighed 110 pounds was like the third grade. I'm joking. All right. No, but that's good. That's good. And then good health. So now, okay, so Julie, Tyler, this is a tricky time for you guys. We're going to be coming into flu season. We're coming into cough and cold season. And I hear this from people saying, oh, wait a second. What if I get sick and the symptoms happen after I donate blood? What do we tell people?
Julie,
either one is fine.
Yes, we encourage folks that if they feel symptoms of cold or flu coming on within a couple of days after they've made a donation, that they call us at the number that Tyler provided, that 877-25-VITAL. And alert us that you have these cold and flu symptoms, and then we will do our part to ensure that that blood is not released to the community supply.
Right, right.
And certainly if you're not feeling well the day that you intend to donate, it's best to reschedule that appointment and come in once you're feeling well and healthy.
Mm-hmm. And luckily, we aren't in flu season yet, so if anybody can donate, now's the time to do it, you know, because we need to start stocking up on blood. Julie, Scott, Tyler Patterson, thank you so much. We're going to shout out the blood drive helping the October 1 memorial and the victims as you guys were there in the trenches, and we really, really appreciate it. Thank you guys for all the great work you do with Vitalant, and we'll definitely have you back on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, guys, when we come back, we'll tell you what's the latest on the Kavanaugh hearing. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
On this episode of The World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. Like I always say, it's the inside that counts.
Aww.
Like what's inside my new KFC 10-Piece Chicken Feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC is finger looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Taxes, substitutions, extra.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as a powerful earthquake has rocked the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, triggering a 5-foot-tall tsunami that government officials say has swept away homes in at least two cities and left hundreds of families missing. Telecommunications are down in the region, and damage estimates have not yet been released. To Capitol Hill, where the Senate Judiciary Committee is meeting again on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Now I move, as I said I was going to do, that we set the vote to report out Judge Kavanaugh's nomination at 1:30 p.m. today.
That's the Republican Chairman Chuck Grassley referring to 1:30 Eastern time for the vote. Democrats oppose it, saying there should be more investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against the nominee. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. So, the Brett Kavanaugh hearing, I am just amazed at what has transpired over the last few weeks, and especially over the last 2 days. And so, we've been told that Senator Jeff Flake, a Republican from Arizona, has announced that he would vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. If Flake had been undecided, there's a chance that confirmation could not move forward. So with Flake's yes, 48 Republicans have pledged to vote for Kavanaugh. He just needs a simple majority to be confirmed. Democrats had hoped that the testimony yesterday from Dr. Christine Blasey Ford would have swayed the undecided Republicans. But it was, I think it was an absolute mess. I think the committee was as respectful as they could be. They made sure there was plenty of breaks. She wanted a Coca-Cola or caffeine. I don't know if they had coffee, but she asked for caffeine. They gave her some. They were very, very cordial. The Republican assault specialist who interviewed her, very, very cordial, complimented her, it was really, really touchy. It was really, really kitten-gloved. Whereas, if this was a courtroom, I think it would have been a lot more of a blood sport. And so, I'm not an attorney, but if I had been in the room, I would have just wanted some blatant yes-no Perry Mason moment type stuff, saying, okay, so you don't remember how you got there, you don't remember leaving, your witness, your friend who you were there with, can't testify, you don't remember all these details, but you, with 100% certainty, know it's Kavanaugh. That, and, you know, Dr. Ford tried to explain some medicine behind norepinephrine and epinephrine, putting memories into the hippocampus, but I guess the neurotransmitters didn't work on a lot of the other key details. Now, in her defense, right, people will say, look, Dr. Dahlia, when assault happens, most people remember everything about the day. Actually, no. That's not true. Your brain will capture certain memories of it. And a lot of the other stuff around there will be fuzzy, especially if you weren't paying attention. So for those of us who were assaulted, we remember the assailant. We remember the type of the assault, but a lot of the details, you know, leading up to it, we don't, because we weren't paying attention. Many of us, when that kind of stuff happened when we had our guard down. We were just kind of doing daily activities or doing our thing, and then all of a sudden, boom, it happened. So, in being devil's advocate, if Dr. Ford doesn't remember all the details, right, but she has a specific detail of Kavanaugh, that could technically happen. The problem is nothing else was offered. Nothing else was, no time for it. Things just didn't make sense. And so people are calling for investigations, but we don't know when this party happened. We don't know where this party happened. We don't know who was there. And so, maybe something did happen to her. You know, maybe it did. And that's you know, it's horrible. It's tragic. But to say with 100% certainty it was somebody, with that much certainty, and never being brought up, even when it was an issue, and then when she did bring it up, and it was documented, years later she says, well, what was documented was wrong. Apparently in the doctor's notes, it was 4 people who assaulted her, and not just the 2. And here we are years later saying, no, it was the 2, Kavanaugh and Judge. And 4 people assaulting you, again, very horrifying. And if that happened to her, well, that's what she told her doctor years ago. That's frightening. 4 people, you can't get out of it. I mean, you could be gang raped by 2. 4 people on top of you, holding you down. But it didn't sound like that happened. Thank God it didn't happen. But that's a big difference. And, you know, people say, well, medical providers make mistakes. We may make mistakes in our documentation. Absolutely. You know, I may be writing Claritin, 10 milligrams, and I may forget to write once a day. I'm not going to mess up with 10 milligrams because Claritin comes 10 milligrams. But I might forget to say, well, once daily, because I'm assuming, well, everybody else knows that Claritin is once a day. If I'm documenting an assault and knowing that I, as a medical provider, my records will be used in a court of law, if I have a patient talk to me about assault, I am reiterating what they tell me to make sure that my record is exact. So if her doctor or therapist put four men were there. Did the story change? And then if there is a memory lapse or a memory issue, that's pretty important. I mean, you know, a sexual allegation is a serious one. A very, very serious one. It's serious for the victim, and it's serious for the one who was accused. And people who are accused, even if they were innocent, always have that by their name. Let's say Kavanaugh, you know, gets advanced to the Supreme Court. He will always, just like Clarence Thomas, be associated with a quote-unquote sex crime that he might not have even been a part of. That's how devastating that term is. And we need to teach society that if that term is going to be thrown around and wielded and used and accused, there has to be a better process than the one that we just saw. Now, assault does happen. Happens a lot. Sometimes it's somebody we used to call it in the olden days, somebody getting frisky, somebody being handsy. Handsy was the term. I never liked that term. Well, he's handsy. I remember I dated a guy that everybody said, you shouldn't have dated him. He's an octopus. Yes, hands were everywhere. And it was, you know, that date didn't go well. And I was like, oh, heck to the no. I'm done. And you don't like it. I mean, as a woman, you don't like somebody touching your boobs. You don't like somebody touching you without your consent. But unfortunately, it was a very, very common occurrence where somebody would be handsy and touch what they could. I mean, we all saw Grease, right? Here's John Travolta trying to touch a boobie. And Sandy had to stop it. Now, what did Sandy do, or Sandra D, do in Grease? Did she come back 30 years later and try to ruin John Travolta's life? You know, I wonder if actors can sue other actors for their boobies being touched in a film because they could say they were coerced by the director. I wonder if that's going to be the next thing. So, you know, the good that's coming out of this, and it's very hard to find a silver lining, is with... We now are having discourses. People who have been assaulted feel like they can finally talk about it. A lot of people are dealing with what they've dealt with. I was able to open up, so that's good. The other thing, too, is I think many guys now are going to not be so handsy. Maybe women are going to now watch themselves. Don't be grabbing people's butts. Don't be doing that kind of stuff because that's assault, and women are next in terms of being accused. But the bad is we do not have a system in place where if somebody thinks or wants to claim that somebody did something, all the burden of proof and guilt is on the accusee. And then they become victimized. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, cut. convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is kind of scary. This is a HIV transmission that happened between a father and a son, and it's kind of freaking people out because the father had a blister. This is probably one of the rarest forms of ways to get HIV. But a baby was a little, just a couple days old, when he contracted HIV from his father. Because he had a leaking lesion on his skin. Now, the kid is 9 years old. Has been the subject of a lengthy investigation since he was diagnosed. Because people thought he was sexually abused. His father is HIV positive, but the mother is not. Now, researchers across Portugal and phylogenetics expert in the U.S. performed physical and genetical analyses, mapping out HIV samples from both father and son, Both have not been identified. They've, you know, been anonymous. And they conclude that the boy had no signs of sexual abuse, and his virus appeared to have entered his system within the first few days of life. Now, some of you will say, well, why didn't the father cover up his... The father didn't know he had HIV. The father had not known he had HIV. By process of elimination, they conclude that the father must have passed the infection to the boy via fluid from an open blister on his skin. Researchers say the incredibly unusual case is hardly something that the general public should fear, but it reminds the scientific community that the virus can be transmitted in unexpected ways. Dr. Thomas Leitner, the U.S. scientist on the case, told Daily Mail this is very unusual. It shows us that it's not something that will have a large impact on the HIV epidemic, but it does show us that there are unusual ways of transmission. Now, the child was diagnosed with HIV at the age of 4 in 2013. By then, the father had been, you know, found his HIV, had known his HIV status. So, we've known that you could pass HIV through blood, but we are talking about a kid and infant skin that got exposed to something maybe on his skin. And so that means there could be a skin-to-fluid transmission. And the average dad does not let a kid's mouth or a kid's open wound touch their open wound. So that's why this is pretty significant. HIV has been known to be passed blood to another port that gets into your blood. So if you're having sex, whether it's rectal sex, vaginal sex, you could transmit it sexually. You could also transmit it through microtears, through IV drug use, contaminated blood product, breastfeeding. So the child could ingest the HIV from the milk or be exposed through the mouth. So, but skin on skin, no. That's new. There was one case decades ago where two twins were playing and one had HIV, the other one didn't. And they kept monitoring the kid because I guess mom had HIV. And then later the kid ended up turning positive. And so they were debating, was it a latent HIV that turned up positive in the kid and the kid always had it, or did the kid get it from playing with the other twin? Now, I told you guys when I was in school that I had asked my virologist in undergrad, and then I asked my medical school teacher in medical school, if HIV could ever be transmitted respiratorily. Could it ever become airborne? And both, without my finishing my sentence, said yes. Now, thank God, here we are in the year 2018, and that hasn't happened. We haven't seen airborne HIV. But if your skin could, you know, touch something and there'd be HIV on there, and HIV lives, what, maybe 4 minutes on inanimate objects? Either A, we've underestimated HIV in that respect, or B, it's mutating to be more resilient. And that's concerning. You know, there was a time when we really didn't see a lot of heterosexuals get HIV. It was more in the homosexual population and IV drug use population. I had met one woman, took care of her, who had HIV, and she had received it from IV drug use. But now we're finding that's not true. We are seeing a huge rise in HIV-infected individuals who are heterosexual. And in women. Women are some of the highest, one of the largest numbers worldwide now being affected. Now, there was something that happened in the NHS. This happened in England with contaminated blood. Let me see if I could pull that up. But this is something that, let me see if I could pull this up. I apologize. I haven't been able to read the article yet, but apparently there's a contaminated blood scandal. And the government has had to apologize. Now, this happened years ago. But there was an inquiry that started earlier this week looking at England's NHS patients who were given infected blood products during the 1970s and 1980s. And it has been called the worst ever NHS treatment disaster. They say the infections have had a devastating impact on individuals and their families, and the government is now expressing sorrow and regret as this inquiry has come to light. So apparently, they look back at some of these people, and there were testimonies from people infected with HIV and hepatitis. One man described how he lost his entire life after finding out at the age of 43 that he had been infected with hepatitis C when he was a child. He was given an injection of blood products when he was 8 for a swollen knee that was misdiagnosed as hemophilia. He said, "I lost everything. I lost my whole life. The day I found out, everything ended." And then another woman said she became infected with HIV through her husband, who was a hemophiliac, who had been given contaminated blood. They were found out. They were stunned. So, you know, in the 80s, they were testing blood. But we, in America, we started to limit who could donate blood. Once we started to fear HIV, we really severely limited who could donate blood. We didn't allow, obviously, anybody to ever use drugs, anybody who had sex with men. That, unfortunately, we still have, despite our rigorous testing, we still have that rule. If you've had sex with a man within a year and you're male, you cannot donate blood. Personally, I think that rule now needs to be overturned because we now test everybody we test all blood for HIV. And I can't tell you how many people will cheat, may have a menage a trois, and engage in some homosexual activity, but their wives don't know. And they go to donate blood with their wife and they say, of course not. So we have to assume that the average person is lying. So just to say, all right, well, you know, if you've had sex with men and you're male, don't donate blood. You know, no, some people that do that, you know, and they want their sexual practices kept quiet, they're not going to be forthcoming. They could be married with kids. They could be worried about their career or some backlash, which is a shame that there's still backlash that exists for that. That shouldn't be. But if we can't tell if people are lying or being truthful, we have to screen for the blood anyway. So in England, they believe 5,000 people with hemophilia and other bleeding disorders were infected with HIV and hepatitis over a period of more than 20 years. 25 of them, so half, died. And they had been injected with blood products after blood clot. So the UK has been struggling to keep up with demand for treatment. They've had to actually import supplies from the U.S. to treat hepatitis and HIV. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.